Welcome to the Free Art Friday podcast. I'm Blockhead. I'm filling in for Negative Neil. I am sitting down tonight with Miss ATL. Say hello.
What's going on?
Got her to come to the Block headquarters. Also in the room, Mrs. Blockhead's hanging out.
What's up?
She's just kind of here because she lives here. So
she's a supervisor.
That's right. We're going to get in trouble. So anyway, we're going to hang out. We're going to talk some stuff about art.
And we'll see that.
But I did want to mention that apparently the official drink of the Free Art Friday podcast has become the Dark and Stormy. Thanks to Wesley Moose, who started that last time. We have now incorporated it into this podcast. Anyway, we're going to get rolling. So tell me how you started out. Tell me the beginning of Miss ATL.
Beginning, Miss ATL. Well, truth is, I was out of work for a few months, and I wanted badly to get into stenciling. So I found this vintage modeling photo, and I fell in love with this image. It made me smile when I looked at it. And so I thought, I don't know, can I cut it? You know, can I cut this myself? Can I make it work? And so I did. I remember the first time I sprayed it on some cardboard, and it just came out. It came out crystal clear, and I fell in love with that. And from that moment, I was like, I want very badly to put it out on the streets, but I had no idea how to do it.
Right.
So I started out just like kind of hitting anything, Krog Tunnel, and then other places. Yeah, that's all I can say. And so, I kind of laid off of just putting it, I guess in illegal spots. So I chilled out from that. I wanted to, I mean, if Miss ATL is all about being classy.
Then you got to respect that.
I have to. Yes.
Of course.
So I think I vicariously live through her sometimes. So, yeah.
So how did you transition from stenciling walls to dropping wooden tiles?
An everyman production party.
Yeah.
I started following him on Facebook, and so when I heard that he was going to have a production party, I was like, I've got to be there. And I went, loved it, thought he was amazing, and thought just his vision for the city and for art. I just thought that was really rad. And so I started talking to him a bit about my image. And he was so supportive. He's like, well, you know, he kind of tell me, well, you can get out there too. You know, you can put your stuff out there too. And then there was another artist at that production party named Phoenix. I thought she was super cool. And she was putting her stuff out on the streets, she told me. She was also very encouraging and told me, you can rock that image. You know what I'm saying? You can put that out there. And so I kind of took every man's method in a sense, you know, just the wooden tiles and put a magnet or a hook on back. And so I've kind of just been putting it out there ever since. It's been, I guess, going on a year and a half now.
But you didn't start on Twitter. You just started like just putting stuff out and then just walking away.
Right. Yeah. For the first few weeks, the first month, that's what I did. But then a couple folks told me you really need to get on Twitter, because they told me that's kind of where it's at, is on Twitter. And I was like, oh, I really don't want to. But then I gave in. So I do the whole Twitter thing now. But it was very helpful, because actually Studio Rob was right. One of the first people to find a Miss ATL at the Warhorse at the Goat Farm.
Right.
Because that was the first place I dropped, was the Goat Farm. No. Well, there in Krog Tunnel were some of the first places, but he found one and he tweeted it. So I got on Twitter and then he like found me on there, and I was like beside myself. It made my day. Somebody found this piece of art and they liked it. That blew my mind.
That happens, I think, to all of us when we first start out, though.
Yeah, it just blew my mind that somebody appreciated it and they wanted it.
It's an amazing feeling.
It really is.
So you did the tiles, but then you start moving into other Miss ATL stuff.
Well, yeah, I started to incorporate her in some of my paintings And, you know, I got some stickers made up just because I kind of wanted, you can't go stenciling everywhere. And I don't, you know, I didn't have like lots of wooden tiles on me to drop. So I was like, stickers would be really cool. Slap those up.
Right.
And, then I, you know, and I saw all these wheat paste like by King Gorilla. Uh-huh. And I was like, man, that is the king of the streets. Those dudes are dope. And I was like, what's up with this whole wheat paste thing? And then I hooked up with Ike Madness, who's like my partner in crime. And we just decided, hey, let's try to, you know, print out a really big image and see if we can kind of get it out there.
And that's the one y'all did on the Beltline.
Yes. So that was a whole lot of fun.
I bet. I haven't done that before. So I only assume it's fun.
Yeah, I was nervous. I mean, it was like, the image was like 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Like, yeah, 3 or 4 feet wide. It was pretty massive. And so I didn't know what I was doing, but Ike Madness, that's my boy. He knows what's up. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Whose idea was the skyline we paced?
The skyline on Rankin Street.
Yeah, that one. That's the only skyline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My bad. So that was both of our ideas. We were just kind of brainstorming around the wall of the house.
Right.
It was great. I so thought we were going to get arrested quite a few times, but cops drove by and they waved at us, and I was like, cool, okay. So, yeah, we were throwing some images up on there and we couldn't figure out. So I just kind of thought, hey, let's try to do a skyline or something.
It looks fantastic. So if you don't know what we're talking about, drive by Rankin and there's a Ike Madness Miss ATL skyline that mm-hmm. looks great.
On the side of a house.
Yeah. And it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done necklaces. You did the like bottle cap stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're everything. You're all over everything.
Well, like when I do, when I'm able to do like a festival
right.
or an art show or something, I'll definitely do like Miss ATL earrings and like necklaces. But I do a range of things because I also do like graffiti train necklaces, just because I also like photography. I don't do a lot of it, but I kind of have it, but I have in the past. And so I'll just take images of some of the photos that I've shot, you know, make earrings, necklaces or whatever with them. But yeah, so I paint as well.
Right. So tell us about that.
So I paint mostly with acrylic and watercolor. And it's real urban stuff. Like I love train yards and graveyards. Just often overlooked places. I love urban decay. Stuff like that. I'm kind of doing a little like series right now on the Krog Street Tunnel. Some acrylic paintings. Just kind of like different angles, different, you know, perspectives of the tunnel, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I've got quite a few right now.
They've been in the process. You've had them up for a while, right? Some of them?
Right. Yeah. At Camelli's and Little Five Points. Lots of those paintings. And the original Krog tunnel painting has been there for the past year and a half. Almost a year and a half. So
this might be a good time to mention you have a show Saturday of those paintings.
Yes, I do. I do have a show on Saturday in Decula.
If anyone happens to be there.
Right. And I don't expect anyone to be there because I know it's a ways out there. But if you're in the area, it's at the Jackie Yates Salon. So it's from 6 to 9. And there's other artists that will be featured there as well, not just myself. So
you'll be in two shows that night then. You'll be up there, and then you're going to have a piece in the Trackside show.
Correct.
Give us a teaser about that.
Well, heck, I don't want to give it away, but it definitely is going to have an old school punk influence to it. I think it's going to be a dope piece, so please do go check that out.
That sounds awesome. I know what it is, so I know it's awesome. So
yeah, because it's a collab.
Between?
Me and Miss Blockhead. I could not be more stoked about it.
Well, what do you think, Mrs. Blockhead?
I'm pretty excited, too.
Awesome.
I think it's going to be a legit piece.
It's going to be awesome.
It will be. I know it will be. Because I know what it is. And I will most likely help make it. So.
Yes!
Well, you wanted to mention a shirt project you've been a part of.
Yeah. My dude, Mondo Baldo, he's kind of like the spokesperson for bald folks. Okay, bald folks by choice.
Okay.
But then others not by choice, which I think are more like warriors, folks that have cancer and have lost their hair, or folks that have alopecia. So me and Ike Madness have been working with him to design some shirts, and we've incorporated Ike and Miss ATL into that process. So, you know.
Shirts look good.
It's definitely for a very worthy cause. We got a lot of kids rocking the shirts. Right. We did one with Miss ATL, bald, with a crown on. And it says, hair is overrated, wear a crown. So we've got a lot of little girls that have bought that shirt and that are proudly wearing it. And they're bald and they're beautiful.
So when you're not doing all this art stuff, what do you do?
Well, I'm a counselor for adolescents. Most of these kids that I work with are orphans. And, the state has pretty much taken control of their lives, and they're in the foster care system, and they're placed, you know, back and forth all around. They're just broken kids, but I love them. So that's my thing, is loving these kids. So when I'm not painting, that's what I'm doing, trying to help them, I guess, gather the pieces, you know, to their broken lives, you know, and I don't know, helping them, I guess, really find kind of like the beauty and the chaos that they've been handed. Which for me, it's kind of my whole thing in painting. You know, I feel like our lives, you know, we're handed this palette. We've got these colors that are all over this palette, and it's messy and it's raw and it's ugly. And you think, you know, can anything good come from this? Can I use this for anything? Because look at all these colors. You know, it's not ideal. It's not fair. It's not right, but it's all just, it's a big mess. So for the kids I work with, that's kind of been their lives, and that's been part of my own life, this mess. What do I do with this? So I feel like painting gives me a lot of hope. It always reinforces to me that I'm in the process, you know? And so when life is ugly and it is raw and it does not make sense, and you can't, you know, and you can't piece it together. I don't know if this is making sense right now, but to somehow, you know, find the beauty in the chaos, you know? And if you realize that, you know, your life is like an unfinished painting, you know? But it's acceptable at every stage, even though it's unfinished. So you keep painting and you stay in the process. Something good can come from that, you know, if you don't just like throw the towel in and say, well, screw it, I'm done. This is a mess. This will never be no good. I will never be any good, you know? Got to keep pressing forward, you know, embrace all the colors, embrace it all. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
A little bit?
A lot of it.
So.
Makes total sense.
Because we often think like that, and my kids that I work with think like that, but my life is not ideal right here, just as it is. I'm not what I want to be yet. And I don't think because of all the hell I've been through that I'll ever be what I want to be. You know, and so they think, well, I'm unfinished. And so, you know, this palette is messy and this canvas looks like crap. So, I mean, that's it, you know, and like, but that's not the case. You know, you are just as acceptable the way you are right now. You're not going to be acceptable, you know, all the way down the road. You know, it's like, you're right now, just as you are, because you're in the process. And so that, I think that's beautiful, you know, whatever. You get it?
Yeah, it sounds like you're in the right job for you.
Yeah.
Like, you really care about this. And that's awesome.
I do.
That's awesome.
And doing the art on the side helps me kind of keep my sanity, because I got a lot of pieces missing, you know?
We all do.
Yeah.
So what do we have to look forward to with Miss ATL and with your art? Is there anything coming up? Like, is there any... new projects you're excited about? Are there any, like, I don't know, is there something, anything coming up?
Well.
Or any new ideas you're looking to try out?
Yeah, I think probably moving forward, I'm going to try to be more versatile with the image. And I'm going to try to maybe instead of dropping like Miss ATL tiles, maybe drop small prints of some of my acrylic paintings, or maybe start painting on super tiny canvases and dropping those.
That'd be awesome.
So just doing something a bit different. I've cut so many stencils, you know, some really cool ones. Maybe I'd like to put out some of those as well.
You just posted recently some other stencils, right?
Yes. Yeah, like a B-girl and like a Banksy rat.
Right.
But that's Banksy. That ain't me. That's Banksy.
Right, right.
And then Mother Teresa, you know, like just random stuff that I, you know, fooled around with like back in the day. Yeah, I'm just going to try to, like I said, be more versatile. So, yeah.
I'm excited about you painting little, like little canvases, because your detail work is amazing. I can say from seeing the blockheads you've painted.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy that.
It's fun painting that small, too.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's hard, and then when you get it, it feels good.
It does. Yeah, I like to paint small, because I painted big, you know, that Krog Tunnel, and that's 24 by 48. It took me a year to do. And every day I would look at that, and I would say, no, that's my favorite painting today. But I would look at it and say, this is trash. This ain't going nowhere. Look at this piece of crap. Obviously, I would reflect on my own life and say, okay, yes, this speaks volumes to you. However, you're going somewhere. Stay in the process. There's beauty to be had here, to be made. Keep moving. And I have sold, I've sold a buttload of that Krog Tunnel, but it was like hell painting it. But isn't that life sometimes, right?
Yeah.
It's ugly, but you stay in the process. So.
I look forward to seeing all those. Who are some of the people that you really enjoy in this whole free art scene? You can name one person, or you can name, you know, a couple people. Don't name everybody.
I won't. But you know what? But I could name everybody, because everybody brings some really rad stuff to the table, and no two people are alike. You can just say that, I mean, obviously every man.
Right.
Because getting involved in that has helped me finally feel connected to this city through art. I didn't feel very connected at first. I just had a love and a passion for the city. But now I feel actually connected. And so that's definitely a big thanks to every man for opening his home up and saying, hey, I don't know who you are, but you come the hell over. You know what I'm saying? You can hang out here. Hey, we can be buds. That, I love that. It's all about that community.
I've made a lot of friends at his house.
Right.
I met you at his house.
Right. Most def.
Yeah. It's a great time.
He has a huge heart, and I love that.
Yeah.
So, and like I said, you know, Phoenix was definitely very encouraging to me. Hey, get out there. Put your art out there. I put mine out there. Go for it. And I was like, no way. And I've had some other friends along the way who have said, you know, the same thing. Just do it. Get out there. But man, I love all y'all. I love you. I love Ike Madness. I love Wesley Moose. All you guys, man. Flounder. I mean, really, that's the thing. I should stop now, because I could name everybody.
It's
everybody. I mean, everybody is legit. That's the thing. We don't have no sorry artists. Everybody brings beautiful stuff to the table. I stand in awe of the other people. I mean, so.
Are there any brand new to the scene people you're excited about? Maybe seeing like how they develop and where they go?
I think the It Cuts dude.
I like that.
I like some of the stuff he's coming out with.
Yeah. I mean, he was on Instagram only for a while, and he's just recently joined Twitter. I've been kind of watching him a little bit. He's awesome.
And the Aloha ATL.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, I found a piece. See, I found a piece of both of their work when I was in Little Five Points. And I've, like, never really found art on the street. I've just put out hundreds of pieces, but finding stuff, I'm usually screwed. But I found their stuff. Sad stuff. He just doing what he po to do. That's my homie, because he do what he po to do. I love him. He's but, awesome. Like, that's the thing. I could go on and on because everybody has so much to offer. I'm just glad to be a part of what... I'm just glad to be a part. You feel me? Like, that's all. And awesome. I'm thankful, you know?
It's. I mean, and everybody loves to say how great the community is. And I know it can feel, I don't know, like a big happy love fest. But it is a fun community. And there is actually community. People help each other. People teach each other. People help each other problem solve.
Right.
That kind of thing.
And what's super cool about this community is they don't leave anybody in the margins. There's no, like, outcast. Everybody is connected, you know, and everyone's
as connected
together.
As they want to be.
As connected as they want to be, sure. But that's the thing. It's welcoming. It's affirming. It's no one left in the margins. So.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful, you know.
So. Well, thank you for sitting down, hanging out. Did you have fun?
I did. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, not a problem.
I want to ask, your show that's up on Saturday, is it only up Saturday or will it be up for a while after?
Just Saturday.
So where will your pieces go after that?
Probably back to Camelli's for a while. And then possibly Hodgepodge Coffee down the road.
Awesome. So if people don't see you on Saturday, they can...
about
Camelli's sometime after that.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't forget that this Saturday is Trackside, the rock and roll show. Larry does a really fantastic job hooking up all these Trackside shows, and we're thankful for that. So come out. I guarantee there will be lots of drops. I know I will be making drops, and I'm sure everybody else will. Also, don't forget that there are a lot of podcasts that have been recorded before this. This is the 16th one. A lot of your favorite artists were probably already talked to. And Negative Deal did some great interviews with all of them. So don't forget to check those out if you haven't listened to them before. Otherwise, I'm sure Neil would want you to rate and like or do whatever it is you're supposed to do on these podcasts to make it look better. I don't know what they are. I guess rate, right? That's a thing you do. So, yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
So, stay classy, Atlanta.